This is a song for my friends Jared and Gary. They started a podcast and said a theme was necessary. They're just a couple of guys in a band that you know. Some rock star dads who started a show. So here's the next episode.
Welcome to the Rockstar Dad Show, episode 55, right here on Adobe Radio and on any podcatcher you listen to. Merry Christmas, Gary.
It's our Christmas episode. Yay!
All right. Woo-hoo! Happy holidays, everybody.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, ish. I mean, the thing is that I've done something this year that I think maybe Casey's trying not to make it a thing, a stress factor.
Oh, but boy.
I've scheduled a Bowling for Soup video to be shot December 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah.
And much of it is going to be shot at our house.
Oh, boy.
And our Christmas Eve is actually the 23rd because the kids go to the other side at night on the 24th.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm not certain that she's super happy, but at the same time, she's not complaining.
We'll just stay out of her way that day.
Yeah. I, you know, she's awesome, but at the same, she did remind me. She was like, okay, but on the 23rd, like... We usually have dinner and watch a Christmas movie and, you know, dude, that's our Christmas Eve. And I was like, oh, yeah, we do. Okay, well, you know, I just thought that, you know, having the person that's going to be here at our house, you know, for the video.
Right.
Would be enough Christmas, but maybe
it's
not.
A pretty big deal. But
I mean.
I feel like asking, are you ready for Christmas, like, is kind of a loaded, like, there's two ways to look at that. Like, have you done all your shopping? That's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah.
You know, like, is everything planned out? But then it's just like, are you ready for Christmas? Me, yes, it's my favorite time of year. Like the whole, like from Halloween through New Year's, like just that winter holiday season, I love it.
Man, it went by fast this year.
Really?
I don't know why. I think just because we've been off work and I have just been like, I've filled my days with insanity.
Yeah.
Producing a band from Wichita Falls. I'll give them a shout out called Throttle Body. I actually got the first mix back yesterday and it's really, really good.
Nice.
Our buddy Mike, drummer Mike, is in that band. And why can't I think of his last name right?
Hardison,
thank you. It's his band. And anyway, it came out really great, but I've been doing that. And then Not Your Girlfriend stuff. And we've done Not Your Girlfriend's. We've done two videos and recorded three songs since we got off work.
Yeah.
Me and you.
And you've done like two vacations.
Did I do two?
Oh, you did a cruise, and then we just got back
from
Mexico.
That's fucking true. You're right. Yeah, I went on the Disney cruise, and then we just went to Mexico. I feel like Mexico was work, though, because it was, you know, I mean.
So, I got a question for you, but I bet there's not many kids listening, but I should definitely do a not safe for kids. So, if kids are listening, you know, stop the podcast, turn off turn the radio down or whatever. But, where do you hide your Santa gifts?
Okay, so right now we're in a spot where it's still kind of easy because Everett doesn't look for them. And there's only certain rooms where he, you know, there's certain places that he just doesn't go in.
Like yeah.
He doesn't go in my front office and he doesn't go in our closet. And Jack and Emma, of course, don't believe anymore. So
right.
I actually have a fucking amazing story about this. After you tell me where you hide yours.
Well, here's the reason I was asking is I may have effed up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And I don't think so,
right.
But I may have. Mm-hmm. So we were leaving on vacation a little bit over a week ago, and we had ordered stuff for both of the kids that were going to be their Santa.
Yeah.
And I was actually pretty nervous that those two items were going to show up on the doorstep, like, while we were gone, and the grandparents would just kind of not know what to do with them and leave them out. Well, luckily, the morning that we were leaving town, they showed up on the doorstep. But it's also the morning that we're leaving town.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm trying to get the wife out the door on time, you know, to get to the airport. And it's just a madhouse trying to leave town. So, basically, what I did is I took these two items into the garage and just, like, put stuff in front of them.
Yeah.
I didn't cover them up per se. Because how often are my kids going in the garage? And Mia, she's not, and she's not aware even if she was. But Tyler, we've got garage fridges, you know, so yeah. He may go out there to get something, but he's usually not. And even if he were to, he's pretty oblivious to his surroundings. He's, you know,
yeah.
As 8-year-old kids are.
Sure.
That being said, now I'm just a little bit nervous because yeah. He's on that cusp of like asking questions. You know, is that the real Santa that's there? You know, and we're like, no, it's his helper. He's busy this time of year.
Sure.
And, you know, he's asking all these kind of questions. So I'm just nervous that if he did see a glimpse of this,
right.
Did I F it up and do I need to, you know, pull a backup plan and do something else for Santa?
Are they not in box? Like, it's in a box where he would know what it is by seeing the box?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is we'd take it out of the box and set it up, and then he wakes up in the morning and there it is.
Right.
But it's not like an Amazon box where it's like a brown box. It's like, it's the item.
In the past, that's been the thing, is just you just combine everything into big boxes and you put, you know, you hide that or whatever. Casey wrapped all of the wrap stuff yesterday, and that's all in our closet. But I have hidden things in plain sight many times.
Yeah.
And like a lot of times, as you said, kids are oblivious. A lot of times that's the best thing you can do.
Right.
But our garage is so trashed.
Ours is pretty messy too. So I don't think that he would see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like whenever my wife goes, hey, did you see the note I put on the fridge?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, there's just junk all over the fridge. Yeah. I will never see it unless you clean all that off and then put something on there.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't leave notes. We send text messages or whatever. But yeah. And plus, here's another fucking thing, Gary.
Uh-oh.
Our refrigerator is stainless steel. So you can't stick magnets to the front of it. You have to stick them to the side. Yet our refrigerator is like kind of sunk into the cabinets.
So you're not sticking anything on the side.
I mean, we have this one little ledge that shows on one side where and it's just basically like, I think it's still like birth announcements from the Dolly Rutz kids that are like 7 now.
Yeah, same. That's why I don't see anything on there. It's like, did you see it? No, it's been the same crap forever. I'm never looking there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember what happened last year, or if I even got to tell it on this show, because we had just started this show, and I'm not sure. Do you remember last year we did about 7 episodes on vacations and Halloween.
I think, yeah, it was Halloween month.
So I'm going to preface this story with what happened last year, and only because my wife gave me shit about it, and that's the punchline to this year's story.
Okay.
So last year, we decided we were going to surprise Everett with a Christmas kitten. And this obviously was awesome for me because I knew I was getting a cat. You know, you get that because I'm going to take care of the fucking thing, and it's going to, I'm going to feed it, so it's going to love me the most.
Yeah.
And you know what? Fast forward. That is exactly what has happened.
There's times where we can definitely see the future.
Yeah. I mean, all animals in this fucking house love me the most. And people are like, man, everybody's just like, why don't the dogs look like me or whatever? Fucking feed it every once in a while. Yeah,
give it some attention.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, pet it. Stop. Every time you talk to the dog, you're yelling at it for stepping on your foot. You know, like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, or it's chewed up something that you left on the floor.
Yep.
Which, and that's the thing, is like, don't, if you leave that on the floor, the dog doesn't know the difference between that stuffed animal and the one that you got it last year to put in its stocking.
Yeah. Well, and same thing, like with a 2-year-old, I mean, their toys are basically the same.
They're
plush squeaky toys, you know, like he doesn't know. Yeah.
Or a plastic thing that's got something visual, but how is he supposed to know?
Totally.
You can't get mad at a dog for chewing up shit if you have kids. You just can't. Like, even a fucking shoe. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like a toy.
Right.
So anyway, we get this Christmas kitten. And it's a thing. We did our due diligence. We adopted it. We actually went to 3 different places. And I am not easy. I fall in love the minute I hold one. I'm like, this is the one. You know? But we did our due diligence. And we actually found the perfect Christmas kitten. And it was in the middle of a regular day. And I think by the time we got this thing adopted, by the way, adopt animals. It's the fucking right thing to do. Getting this cat last year, It's hard to go into those places and see all these cats that don't have homes, you know? Like, yeah. And some of them aren't kittens, but it's like, well, fuck, shit. Really, you could adopt like 10 cats and you only see one at a time.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway. So we get this cat, and this cat comes in like this little, like a little carrying case made of cardboard, right?
Yeah.
And it's got holes cut in it or whatever. And with it comes this little tiger blanket that you get, and, you know, they put it in there. Well, the cat doesn't want to be in there, and we have a long drive home. And in fact, we hadn't eaten all day. This had turned into something that we just started in the morning, and by this time it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're like, shit, we got to stop and get something to eat. Okay, let's stop and get something to eat. We'll just eat it in the car. Let's let the fucking cat out. What's she going to do, right?
Yeah.
So get the cat out. Casey wraps it up in a little blanket or whatever, and she holds it. We eat some lunch. We start to head home. Well, we had met somewhere along the way, going to see these cats, and we had two cars out in the world, which worked out great because I decide, she goes, I'm going to go get the kids. I'm going to go get Everett, and then Emma and Jack will be home later, and then you go to PetSmart and get all the stuff we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get home from doing all of that, and it's a really windy day. I forgot. That's super specific to the story because it's really fucking windy. So I go with a brand new fucking kitten. Go to PetSmart, get all of its stuff, like the litter box, a new bed, like all of this shit, litter, the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and come home. Now, my job is to get all of this stuff in and set up in the fucking our bathroom before all of these children come home.
Right.
Because it's going to be a surprise for everybody. Well, I did it. I got her all set up, and she was just in there, and everything was great, and I'm just like, fucking goddamn did it, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jack and Emma get home, and one of them has to get something out of my car, and so they come in, and they're both just got this weird look on their face, and I'm just like, what? You know, and Jack cannot hold it together ever. Like, he can't. And he's just like, where's the cat? And I go, what? Like, why do you think I got a cat? And he kind of starts to laugh or whatever. And then Emma is turning red and like giggling profusely as well. And she's like, she goes, did you get a cat? I'm like, why do you guys think I got a cat? So in this entire day of insanity in which I was a fucking rock star and I had gotten all the stuff and I got it all in the house and set up, I forgot one small detail. The fucking box the cat came in.
Oh boy.
Because that was in the front seat, and then Casey got the cat out and put it back behind her. And when I got home, all the shit was in the very back of my car, and I had a fucking cat.
You never went to the back
seat. Never went to the back seat, ever. So that surprise is ruined. So Casey's not mad at me, but she's a little disappointed. And that's the thing. She's like, no, I'm not mad at you. I just wish it was a surprise for the whole family. Well, to me, I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
At this point, right? I mean, so that's on me. Really, the thing, I mean, if you're going to be, like, that's, if you're going to be really nice, just go, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But no, and I get it. She was bummed out. And she didn't want Everett to find out. And he didn't. He didn't find out. And we have Lily, the Christmas kitty. And so fast forward 1 year. We've been doing great on shopping. However, Jack wouldn't tell us what he wanted. He doesn't want money. He doesn't want just clothes. However, he wants clothes. And he doesn't want, like, something that... he doesn't want like a ticket to something. He doesn't want something that he's going to do and then it be over.
Right
away.
He wants something tangible.
So he doesn't want, like, I was just like, hey, we could, why don't we like go see the Oklahoma City Thunder? You want to see the Lakers play?
Yeah.
We'll go up there and we'll do a father-son thing. It'd be
he
great.
Wants to do that. He just doesn't want it to be a present.
100%. He was like, that sounds great. Just don't want it for Christmas.
Right.
You know, same thing. With the, he's, I'm like, you've been talking about the stars. Like, I could probably get us really good stars. No, no. So, man, we're thinking. So, Juice WRLD dies. So I got up some Juice WRLD shit, you know? And then, but that's closed. Mm-hmm. And then this other gamer went off the air, and so I got him that. And again, that's closed. By the way, none of that is here yet. That's another story. So me and Casey are like just kind of racking our brain or whatever, and she's just like, you know what? Like Jack has this awesome computer in his room, and he likes to watch stuff on it, but like it's nothing on his walls. Like, why don't we get him like a badass TV? He could just have like Amazon going and watching things that he likes to watch. You know, he likes things that everybody likes.
Yeah.
And he'd have his computer. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. She's like, you know, and you know who would love a TV in their room is Everett, right? So, you know, and here's the thing. You and I have talked about this now a lot recently. TVs are like free now.
Yeah.
Like it, the price of televisions is, if people still steal TVs, uh-huh. like it, that seems crazy to me for like, the bulk and weight of it all, it's yeah. worth nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I've bought two in the past year, and they were both like 55-inch TVs that were under $500, and they're nice.
Yeah, that's a fucking nice TV.
Yeah.
Because these ones that I was looking at are you know, they're $250.
Yeah.
Maybe $300?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, I was probably in the $350 range yeah. for the 55-inch, and then the other day I was at Costco and saw like a 65 or 72 inch, and it was $740.
Yeah.
Like the TV I bought 10 years ago was like $1,800 or something.
Yeah. So the one that I bought when I built the original house, which was in 2007, it was like a $2,500 TV.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, you know, obviously it's there. And now they're disposable.
Right.
People like, dude, seriously, if there's guys listening and you want advice, this is my favorite advice I was ever given. Why are you laughing?
I just can't wait to hear it.
No, this is good. People will be like, hey, what kind of outdoor TV should I buy?
Oh, yeah.
And here's my thing. Don't buy a regular TV, and when that thing goes out in 2 years or 3 years, throw it in the fucking trash and go get another one. If somebody steals it, go get another one. Who gives a shit? Because outdoor TVs are $5,000. You could put a $300 TV out there, and mine last 8 years.
Yeah, you could put a $300 TV out there every year, and you're going to still make money yeah. on it. So that's exactly why I've bought two TVs in the past year. Because our living room TV went out, and I was like, crap, I don't want to replace this right now, whatever. Yeah. And I went shopping, I'm like, holy crap, these things are cheap as hell.
They're fucking.
And I bought this yeah. one because we were leaving town, and I didn't want to leave, you know, I didn't shop, I didn't do research or anything. I just went and bought a TV.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to leave Anique home without a TV with the kids. I mean, you got to have
mean.
That. Yeah, that'd be mean. So anyways, I was like, if this thing sucks, it's so cheap, it doesn't matter. I'll throw it on the patio and we'll go get something that's nicer.
There you go.
Well, anyways, it's awesome. And a few months later, I'm sitting here going, well, this thing's awesome, and I want one for the patio.
Yeah.
They're cheap. I'm going to get the exact same TV for the patio.
And they've already got, like, all the shit built in.
Exactly. It's got Netflix and Amazon Prime and everything on there. It's great.
So
we do the YouTube TV now, so, I mean,
there you go.
Don't have to run DVR wires or anything like that. It's just ready to go.
So we do Hulu and Philo, and we have Alexa everywhere.
Yeah.
I have her off right now. That's why I can say her name.
I was going to say, I got spooked there for a second.
But so I found a television for both boys that were going to fit nicely in their rooms, their respective places, and they're both Alexa-driven, so they can actually speak to the TV, tell it what to do. So since all of our shit is internet-based.
Yeah.
Which means right now we have no television
because
the internet's been out for 2 days here in Prosper, Texas.
Y'all are like having to talk to each other.
No, we beat the system like a motherfucker. I have a MiFi card, so like I can basically get it to run any device. You just can't overload it.
Right.
So anyway, I found them both TVs, and you know I do the thing with points every year where I try to get as many points as I can. So I only buy things through certain stores with certain credit cards. It's all about airline miles. So I found the both things, both mounts and everything to where I was going to maximize all the shit. Only problem was I had to have it delivered in order to do this. Like, it wasn't, store pickup did not make any sense.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to roll the dice. So Everett's easy. Like, you can distract the kid with literally just, you can literally just do the squirrel thing. And you fucking, that's 30 minutes of him looking for that thing.
I just got to interject. I'm still racking my brain on what would make sense for store pickup. Like, I ship everything. Unless it's like frozen broccoli. Oh. Like, okay, I'm going to go get that because I'm going to run home. I don't want it on the porch.
Okay. So so I have cameras and shit. I actually dare people to steal shit off my porch. You know what I mean? But the reason that store pickup would have made sense is because what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Because, like, in the past, it's like your Amazon thing.
You're trying to hide it.
You're trying to hide
it. I get it.
So one TV and both mounts come on Sunday, and I'm fucking stoked. I'm fucking here by myself. Yeah. I don't know why I was here by myself, actually. That is really weird.
That doesn't make sense because we were at a brunch on Sunday together.
That's right. I don't know what happened.
Maybe your Sunday is blurring into a Saturday or Monday.
That could be it. Anyway, I got the one and I went into... No, it was. It was Monday. Okay, no, let me back up. It was Monday morning is when... That's why I was home alone. You're right. It was... my Sunday did carry over. And so all the kids are at school, Casey's at work, so I get the first TV comes, and it's Everett's, and it's his size, and I cover it up, and it's there. He's never gonna see it. It's hidden in the front office. It's got a blanket over it. Both the mounts. He doesn't know what the fuck a mount is, so they're just sitting on top. You know what I mean? So the night is kind of chaotic, and nights around here can be a little nutty because I run the podcast out of the house, and so Jarrett goes to the movies is a whole thing. Like, people are coming in and out, so I've got cast members that are coming in and out, guests are coming in and out. Casey is working late that day. I have both boys at home. I've just had to have somebody else. I had to come have a babysitter take Everett to karate because I had to retype up the video treatment that we're shooting this week, and I had to have it done like in this 45-minute span or whatever. In the meantime, Casey texts me and says, "Hey, not going to be home for a while, but I just ordered groceries, so the groceries are going to be there between 7:15 and 7:45." And I don't say this, but I'm thinking, well, I start the podcast at 7 o'clock, and like I'm upstairs, and I've got headphones on, and I'm hoping to just have the I'm hoping to have the boys downstairs eating Campbell's soup. And whatever. So I tell the boys, I'm just, okay, guys, I'm going to have to start in a minute. If the doorbell rings, it's going to be the groceries.
Right.
Okay. So this is all of this insanity is going. Sean is up here. He's set up for the podcast. And I have to start in 10 minutes. It's 6:50.
Yeah.
Right. And I've got to be up here because Eric, my co-host, doesn't come for the first hour that we do anymore. The hour is a completely separate thing. And that is all edited in later. The reason I just told you that is because I'm trying to make this a stressful situation because you know, like, all of this shit's going on, right?
Right.
Both kids. And to make matters even more insane, the kids are not eating their Campbell's soup. They're throwing a fucking Frisbee around, which I had told them that they could and instantly regret it.
Yeah.
Doorbell rings. I'm like, guys, that's got to be the groceries. They go to go get the groceries, open up the door, and I just hear the boys go, "Oh! We got a new TV."
Yeah.
And so I, thinking quickly, just go, "Oh no. That's going in my room. We don't have Casey and I don't have a television in our room." So I'm just like, "Okay, now that's in our room." I push it to the thing. Jack, of course, is 13. He probably knows better at this point. He just turns around and walks off, doesn't say shit, right? And then, but Everett just goes, "Hey, why can't I have a TV in my room? Sissy has a TV in her room. You have a TV. Now you're going to have a TV. Does Jack have a TV in his room?" Whatever. Whole conversation about the thing, right? So I wait to tell Casey about it later because, you know, to me, the story's kind of funny because at the end of the day, I don't think Santa was going to bring the TV anyway.
Yeah.
But Casey just goes, I tell her the story. She giggles a little bit. And then she just goes, "It's the fucking Christmas kitten all over again."
She's not mad. She's just disappointed.
And I go, what? How can I be responsible for the UPS guy?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he unboxed it and put the box in the car and I forgot to take it out.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he just showed up.
It showed up and put it on the porch and rang the doorbell. And first of all, if I wouldn't have known groceries were coming, I would have answered the door.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway. So that is the reason I'm riled up, Gary. Wow.
Well, you know what? Last week, we talked for a second about how Tyler hadn't said what he wanted. He won't tell us what he wants. He doesn't know what he wants. And you said Jack's doing the same thing, and you mentioned it just now. Last night at dinner, Tyler goes, you know what I was thinking about today at school? I was thinking about what I want for Christmas, and I actually did have a couple ideas.
Okay.
And I think Anik and I got too excited because we were both like, oh, really? What do you want? And he like looked at us and goes, I don't know. I forgot.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah. And that.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't he, though, like, don't you feel like he's 9, right?
Yeah.
At 9, if y'all just go get him fucking 10 things, like a football and a this and this and this, he's going to be stoked.
Right? I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of. He just wants stuff to open. He's got stuff that he wants. He's got presents from last year that he doesn't play with. Yeah. I mean, he wants something to open. I've got another theory that because he is asking questions about Santa, I'm wondering if he doesn't want to tell us what he wants because he wants to see if Santa brings it.
Right, but when would he have an opportunity to tell him?
I don't know. I mean, we've gone to 3 different events where he's seen Santa.
And you say, did you tell him what you wanted for Christmas?
Yeah, and we're like, hey, what are you going to tell him? And he's like, I don't know.
Okay, here's what you got to do. So this is what we did. We did this a couple of days ago. I think it could still work with him, especially with Mia. You have him write it down and say, hey, there's the Santa Express is coming by tonight. And they're going to deliver letters to Santa. So if you want to sit down and tell him what you want, because you haven't told him yet.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity. So write him a letter.
Yeah.
And then if he writes him a letter and, you know, here's the thing. You're not really going to send that.
Oh, save the postage.
Yeah, exactly. It's a profit deal, see? You just go buy what's on the list.
There you go. Yeah, I've told him multiple times, not so much the Santa thing, but like, hey, man, you got to tell me and Mom what you want. Otherwise, we're going to get you stuff, and you're not going to be excited about it. Like, I'm going to go get you socks and a tie.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know.
It's so funny because Jack is at that age where he's 13, and I never did this, but he legit wants clothes. He wants cool hoodies. And
yeah.
I mean, his friend group is different, and they, you know, to him, shoes are a fucking big deal. A hoodie or a fucking Supreme shirt or something is such a huge deal. It's just not a world I ever lived in.
Yeah. You know,
that shit's fucking expensive, man.
Yeah, I've got a cousin that is about Jack's age, and like the socks that they wear are like $40, $50 socks.
Jeez.
Yeah.
See, that would never happen in this house. He puts on a set of my Bombas sometimes and goes out and jumps on the trampoline and doesn't wear his shoes in the grass, and I fucking lose my mind over a $12 pair of socks.
The funny thing is me threatening to get Tyler socks for Christmas. I'm like, he's not going to like that. I'm like, I wish somebody would get me some Bombas for Christmas.
No shit. No, I actually saw a meme going around the other day. Actually, no, I think it was my nephew posted. It was just like, man, I cannot wait for Christmas. I need some new socks. You know, and it is weird how, you know, like, oh, man, fucking Bombas would be dope. Of course, that's an investment. You know, like, I feel like that joke came from, like, when dad used to get Old Spice and just, like, tube socks.
You know?
But socks are a completely different. It's a different world now.
Oh, yeah.
We got to take a break, dude.
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's just me and Gary. Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Rockstar Dad Show here on Adobe Radio. Thanks for listening. We're here every week, Monday and Tuesday.
Now, when we went to break, what did you mean when you said it's just me and Gary?
I meant we don't have a guest coming up later. Usually we have somebody coming up.
Uh-huh.
What did you think? I was downplaying?
I was wondering if I'm not enough.
You are enough. I'd rather sit here and just talk to you than have to fucking hook up all this shit. It's much easier.
Yeah, that Skype thing is nuts, man.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, man, this morning I came out, and as I said earlier, the internet is out here in the city, and, you know, the only reason that I'm not affected by it is because I have unlimited data on my phone, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has that now, right? Fucking phone.
Yeah.
And though the phone service, like calling service here sucks, I can't call anybody because that I have a little booster thing that depends on the internet to make that work. But I came out of my room today. There's three ways the morning can go down here. Casey can get up, get Everett situated, go back to sleep for 10 minutes, get up, take him to school. Casey can get up, get Everett situated, go back to sleep indefinitely, or until she needs to get up for work or school, and then I take him to school. Or I get up, do the full moon routine in morning, and then take him to school. Now, every other week, Jack is here, so he's in that equation. So most of the time now, I just go ahead and get up because we're going to all leave early, and I'm already up anyway. But so it's really kind of dwindled down to the two things where either she does it or I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I had done it all week or whatever, and so she was just like, hey, I don't mind. I'll get up and just get him situated. And basically situated just means his clothes are already laid out. You have to stand there like a prison guard and make sure he puts them on. And it's not like an argument or anything. It's just he doesn't have the capacity to stand there and fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whatever he's going to have for breakfast, get it situated in front of him and then get him watching whatever he's... He does the TV himself. So today, I came out at 7:10. Usually I come out around 7:05. Today, 7:10. And I just look at him and he's just sitting there like with his backpack and he's fucking ready to go.
Ready to go.
And I'm like, man, what is the variable here? He had nothing to watch today. So he was dressed. His breakfast was all eaten.
Yeah.
Normally I come out at 7:10. I'm like, dude, you've got, and that's exactly how I say it.
Yeah.
You have 7 minutes to eat. Then you're going to brush your teeth and we've got to go, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Today I was just like, did you already eat? He's like, he goes, no. And he had one strawberry left. Pops it in his mouth. Yes. And then I'm just like, okay, go brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You know? And then I'm like, I've let the big dogs out. Princess Allie wants to go out by herself. So she's hiding under the bed. I go to get her and she's just like, oh, I already, and Everett goes, I already put Allie out.
Whoa.
I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here? It's like, yeah. Maybe the internet just shouldn't work in the mornings.
Yeah. Is there like a passcode you can make it only turn on at like 8:30 after you get back home from taking everyone to school?
I feel like if it isn't working by the end of today, there's going to be a revolution.
Yeah. There's going to be some pitchforks and torches.
Something.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to fucking figure something out. I got to tell you one more thing about this Christmas with him that I guess I should. I don't know why I would feel guilty about this, because I'm just not gonna.
Okay.
So when we went on the Disney cruise, I think I told you about this. I traveled separately because I came in from tour, and I met them in New York the day that we were leaving. Actually, I showed up in the morning and like fucking I didn't sleep and got there and let's go to fucking, you know, we all stayed up all night that night, remember? And because we all flew out really early the next day.
Yeah.
And so I got there and we're starting to go through security. And Casey says they broke his iPad in security. And I'm just like, what? You know, yeah. Like everything goes through your mind of like how if I were there, it would have been prevented, which is so stupid because it wouldn't have been,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, if they were going to break it, they were going to break it. Wherever it was, I wouldn't have repacked it going, I don't know if this is secure enough here, you know?
Right.
Anyway, they broke it. And she didn't know till after she left, so that was a thing. But at the same time, I go, well, did you take it out of the bag? And she's like, no. And I go, well, you have nothing to stand on anyway, because they're going to go,
it should have been in the
taking
bin.
It out in the bin. And you know what? Maybe sometimes that's part of the whole thing. Maybe it's a liability thing to them as much as it is a security thing, you know?
I mean, I don't know if there's that much forethought.
It doesn't seem like when you're going through, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll just go to one of those kiosks in the airport and get him a new iPad. I don't give a shit. We're going to get him one anyway, right?
Right.
It's not, and when I talk like this, guys, it's not like I'm saying I'm throwing around money. To me, that's a fucking worthwhile investment in my vacation.
Right.
If he has something like that to keep him busy at times, like when you're waiting on your number to be called to get on the boat,
yeah,
it makes everybody's life better.
The you know, there's the happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
There's like a small little asterisk, and underneath that, it's also happy kid, happy
yeah,
life.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and also we were traveling with another family. Both of those children had iPads.
Yeah.
Anyway, that wasn't a factor. It didn't work. We fucking flew out of LaGuardia. As you know, it's the fucking second worst airport in the world. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
Like, literally nothing.
Yeah. And no plans to make it better, ever.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. In fact, actually, the comedy behind that is there is, like, this new thing where they're trying to make LaGuardia better or whatever, but it's just like, I don't know, man. I think y'all are too close to England. I think it's just going to stay the same. You're just going to change the color of the restaurant.
Y'all are going to spend about 15 years to make it better, and it's not. Yeah.
I don't know. It's good enough.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we don't buy him one, and we get home, and he's got his little Nintendo thing that he likes, you know, but he's not. I wouldn't say that he's really a gamer. You know, he'll play those games or whatever, but he does. I mean, you know, it doesn't eat hours out of his day.
Yeah.
He'll play for a little while, then he'll just be like, hey, do you want to build something? And yeah, fuck yeah. You know? So anyway, I ordered him a new iPad, and I ordered him a new iPad with a new different kind of case and all of that.
Yeah.
And I got it out, and I started to set it up, and I realized that I tied the wrong iMac address to it, so he was going to get like all of my text messages and shit, which is the way that a lot of them are all set up. You just turn that feature off. The difference is that his old one had already been set up with Casey's, and he knew how to use it to like call her and this and this and this from his iPad.
Yeah.
Well, so she doesn't remember any of her passwords. It couldn't tell me on the phone. And basically, I just end up clearing the iPad out and just putting it away.
Yeah.
That thing has sat on the fucking bar for 2 months. No one's touched it. Like, I've said a couple of times, like, hey, we need to set this thing up.
Yeah.
You know? She doesn't want to restore it from backup because he had downloaded a bunch of shit that bogged it down or whatever. I'm
right.
Like, okay, let's start over or whatever. You can't start until you have all this login information. So, the other day, he just goes, whose is this? And I go, oh, that's mine. Go, oh, did you get a new iPad? No, that's just a new cover or whatever. And he's suspicious as shit, you
yeah.
know, but because he's like, he knows I don't carry around an iPad. My iPad stays up here because I use it for the podcast. It's
yeah.
like on a stand and everything. But anyway, he forgot about it really quickly or whatever. And then Casey came in later that day. And again, for some reason, everybody, for 2 months, this thing's been laying there. Everybody can see the iPad now for some
yeah.
reason. It's got a fucking flag on it or some shit. She just goes, oh, we never gave him this iPad. Well, he doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
Should we just give it to him for Christmas? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah
totally.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, again, it's hidden in plain sight, right?
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to run with this also. I've got a parenting hack for talking about things. So, like, whenever kids are babies, you know, you say whatever, they can't understand, right? As they start getting older, you start spelling stuff,
sure.
right? But then they get smarter,
oh,
and so they know how to read, and you can't spell stuff. And so then you go around whispering or this or that, right? Well, now Tyler's at this age where if we're, like, whispering or trying to be nonchalant, he's like, hey, what are you guys talking about? Or, you know, like, he'll be in the other room, and, like, he'll ask a question about some word that when we're like, crap, he was listening to us.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. If you just go, hey, Tyler, and then say anything you want, he'll never hear it. So it's the same thing. Just hide it in plain sight.
Oh, my God. That is so fucking true, man. I mean, like, it's crazy to me how hyper-focused they can be on something and not hear you. And then the minute you're talking about anything, they're just like, what?
Yeah, you know, what is that?
What are you talking about? Like, what's this thing? Me?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you know, somebody's got to go to the doctor. Me?
You know, like, right.
Yeah, you're going to the fucking doctor.
Going to the doctor. So yesterday I picked Tyler up from school and we hadn't got our flu shots yet. Mia has and Anique has, but Tyler and I haven't. And so I'm like, hey, buddy, today is the day. We're going to go get flu shots after school. He's a little bit nervous. He doesn't like it. So we go to one of the places that advertises, you know, flu shots here or whatever, and fill out all the paperwork and everything. And they're like, okay, you guys ready? Yeah, we go over. And after we had been there for like 20 minutes filling out paperwork and everything, they go, well, he's too young. We don't have one for him. We can just do yours today. I'm like, son of a bitch. So now all three of us except for Tyler have one, and I've got to go somewhere else and spend 20 minutes filling out paperwork to get him his flu shot now.
Why do you got
to
fill out paperwork?
You know, you have to fill out, like, they have to set up the kid's name in the system or whatever and look at your insurance and all this. You know.
Yes, a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Anyways, I thought we were going to do it together. He's a little nervous he'd see me do mine, and then right. He watched me yesterday, but at the same time, now we got to go to a different place and spend the time filling out the stuff.
Everett got his the other day. We had gone in for something else that I'll talk about on the show in the new year. It's nothing bad. Just, you know, it's a thing. You deal with kids. And they were just like, hey, we're going to go ahead and give him his flu shot or whatever. And he's just like, he's not upset, but just like, yeah, I don't really want that, you know, kind of thing or whatever. And he's super tough. But anyway, I go, dude, you don't even, it's the thought of it or whatever.
Yeah.
But he literally did the thing where she did it. Did the shot, and then she puts the Band-Aid on, and he's just like, oh, yeah. He had no idea that it had happened.
Yeah. They're usually pretty good at distracting the kids about talking about something and then poking them while they're not paying attention.
The worst is when they have to get, like, 9 in their legs. You know, that's the fucking... Unless you get, like, a nurse that's, like, like the elf throwing the fucking snowballs, you know, just...
Whenever Mia was little and she'd have to get, like, 4 or 5 at a time, I always made a neat holder. So she'd be mad at Anique, not me.
Yeah, that was a reverse thing that was always used on me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, look, you got boobs. She's going to love you no matter what. I'm not holding her while someone pokes her with a needle.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. Now, I've always been doctor and dentist dad, always. And I don't know, for some reason with that comes field trip dad. I don't know why those are connected. It's like when I was washing dishes at Piccadilly Cafeteria, we had to clean the bathrooms. I'm like, this makes no fucking sense. How is this associated with that at all?
Hey, once you're done cleaning up the shitter, why don't you go wash some dishes?
Exactly. Yeah. Why is this connected to this? I don't understand this at all. Who the fuck cleans the rest of this place?
Yeah, so I'm never eating at a restaurant again.
It's the worst part of the fucking job. By the way, if you've ever worked in a place where you have to clean bathrooms, I'm not going to get specific, but if you think boys' bathrooms are gross, girls' bathrooms are way worse.
100% agree.
Way worse.
Yeah. I had to clean the bathrooms at Michael's whenever I was in high school.
Again, doesn't make sense. You're framing pictures?
Well, it was like the 6 months before I got into the frame shop.
Okay.
I had to pay my dues.
Got it.
Yeah. So I did all the illegal OSHA stuff. Like, I was underage, but like, why don't you climb into the compactor and stomp all this stuff so it fits in? Why don't you climb up on the ladder and change all these ballasts in the light in the ceiling?
Changing ballasts sucked.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a height thing for me. I just I hate when you, and of course, I got into this a bunch in construction, but like, holding your arms above your head for a really long time is hard.
It just made me nervous. I mean, the electrical panel is open. You know, it's somewhere else. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to be up here and someone's going to see it and be like, flip.
Yeah.
that's all we know of Gary. He's done.
Yeah, that's the end of that whole deal. Plus, if you drop one of them fucking fluorescent lights, like cleanup of that.
They make a mess. And those ceilings are high there, so you're like way up on the ladder. And the same, it wasn't a height thing for me. It just, if you drop something there, it made
that
a mess.
It is no fun. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. And thanks for listening, guys. Welcome back to the Rockstar Dad Show here on Adobe Radio. And, you know, on Wednesday, this goes out to podcasts anywhere you want to listen to podcasts. Just all over the place.
Have you figured out the, remember whenever iTunes updated their podcast, iTunes, whatever, iPods, what's it called?
to music?
Yeah. No, no, just their podcast thing. Whenever they updated it, yeah, neither one of us liked it because we couldn't find like the order changed and all that. Have you figured it out?
It's made me, I mean, I know how to use it now.
Yeah.
It's still not my favorite.
I don't like how they did it.
No.
I've got it now. I know where my stuff is, but I still don't like it.
It was way better before. Now, thank you for reminding me about that. Yeah. I had freaking forgot. Now I'm re-mad.
Yeah. That's what I do, man.
No, I'm serious because I don't, the only thing that is remotely good about it is it keeps track of the ones that you listen to, which the other one did better. But everything else, just like, I don't understand why first of all, I don't know. I'm not going to complain about that. I'm fucking, but yes, I've got it figured out and I can do it. And also I've started like really trying to keep it super clean. Like I don't just subscribe. I used to just fucking subscribe to everything murder and fucking just look through there. But I don't do that anymore. I get rid of, if I'm not listening to something, I just get rid of it. And then I can always go back and resubscribe.
I've got a ton of space on my phone. But I was doing the same thing. I realized like my phone was starting to bog down.
Yeah.
And I went into where all the storage was and I had so much podcast storage on there. I'm like, I haven't listened to this one for 6 months. Right. Let's stop doing that.
Plus they, well, you can listen to it on the cloud if you're in the city.
But don't stop listening to ours for 6 months.
No, don't do that. Yeah, ours take up a very little piece of your phone.
Yeah.
And we have great stuff to talk about. Okay, so what are your plans for Christmas? What are you guys doing, you know, the few days in and around?
Yeah, so normally, like, we've got family come into town beforehand. My aunt's birthday is the 23rd. We always do, like, a pizza party and hang out and drink and have a fun time, and then Christmas Eve is the family dinner, and then Christmas Day is just kind of kids open Santa and you know, just a lazy day. It's all been flipped this year. No one's coming in town till my sister gets here Christmas Day, and my aunt's family gets here the 26th. So Christmas Eve, we're doing a dinner with Anique's side of the family at our house, and that will be the start of Christmas for us.
You guys got it. Since her sister and your brother-in-law are down here, then her parents pretty much have to come down here, so you guys are kind of home base.
Yep.
That makes sense.
How about you? You usually have like 19 Christmases.
We do, but we've already, I think I talked to you about my mom thing over Thanksgiving, so that's done. So basically, my whole side of the family is done. Except, well, no, I'm going up to my sister's house on Saturday, so the 21st, I'll be, I'll go celebrate with my three biological sisters that I met last year, and that has become actually a really fun thing, and then we're going on a trip in January, all of us together, all the siblings, and that'll be fun, so.
Nice, where are you going?
We're going to go up to Broken Bow.
Nice.
Get a cabin up there, and you, you know, the more time you spend with, it's just crazy, you know, the more time I spend with them, the more it's just like, oh my God, like this whole nature versus nurture thing is weird.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about that in the new year. And then, so that's going to be the beginning of it all. And then, so like I said, our Christmas Eve is the 23rd. So we'll spend time with the kids or whatever. We'll wake up on the 24th. Santa Claus comes here a day early, so that all of the kids can enjoy it together.
Gotcha.
We just kind of hang. Then her family, her parents come over. We all hang out. They give my kids the presents. And then they will eventually go over to their mom's. And then Christmas Eve night, we have like a big dinner with her parents. And then like all of the neighbors get together and shit. Like, so normally our house, but like, all of our friends and stuff from all over, we get together and drink a bunch.
Nice. Fun.
And then Christmas Day, we go to her mom's, which is right down the street, and we open presents. Then I fall asleep on the couch, and then we come home, and we hang, and then that night we go over to her grandmother's house, and then on the 26th, we wake up, and it's all done. And we start thinking about New Year's.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Do you guys have New Year's plans yet?
We don't.
No.
Yeah.
I think we're doing a thing, a small neighborhood thing, which has gotten to be, it's funny, you know, how, you know, back in the day, it seemed like a rager was kind of the thing. And then we used to like to play on New Year's. Then we were like, we fucking hate playing New Year's. And like, it's almost like it's just been this pyramid of like, we want to climax up to this thing, and oh my God, this is fucking awesome. Let's get way back down there again.
Yeah, I mean, the past few years, unless we're playing, which we haven't played much in the past, I don't know, 5-6 years on New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve for us has turned into, like, buy a bunch of champagne, we'll sit around our house, and whoever wants to come over, come on over.
Yeah, yeah. And that's pretty much what we do here, is just one of the neighbors will usually volunteer. Sorry, I thought you were pointing at the screen. One of the neighbors will usually volunteer. And then we have our annual Christmas party.
I know, the annual Christmas party that we never come to.
Yeah, yeah, which is okay. I do understand. Y'all do get a lot of family in. And yeah. It is going to be a fucking event this year. That is for sure. Well, man, what a great year it's been.
It has. Like I said, this is my favorite time of year, and I'm thankful for all of the people that listen to the show and let us do this.
For sure. Next week, we're going to do a greatest hits, our best. We're going to pick three of our favorite interviews.
Yep.
And replay those for you.
Yep.
All in one show. So make sure you tune into that. It'll be a really fun one to share, and three much different, well, not much different, but just different perspectives on being a parent. And we're going to see everybody in 2020.
That's crazy.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I don't know that we
freaking did it.
I can't see them at 2020 in all aspects because I have glasses.
You need your readers.
I do. Gary, what a fucking great year it's been. And I don't know. I hate goodbyes. That's why I'm fucking dragging this out.
Yeah. You just have to say aloha.
Aloha, guys. Y'all take care. Thanks for listening.
This is a song for my friends Jared and Gary. They started a podcast and said a theme was necessary. They're just a couple of guys in a band that you know. Some rock star dads who started a show. Until the next episode.